So, Paul, what are some of the favorite things you remember looking back over 30 years? I know for me, one of the highlights was meeting Marion Seldes. That was one of the biggest memories I have of the festival.
For me, that's also one of my favorite memories because I not only got to know her leading up to and during the festivals that she participated in, we stayed in touch afterwards and talked on the phone once in a while. And I knew that her favorite color was purple. As you noticed, she kind of wore purple a lot when she was at the festival. And I had given her a pair of purple Mardi Gras beads. And in a photo of her connected to an interview that she had done, she was wearing those Mardi Gras beads, which I thought was super cool. And then another fond memory, too, was a little earlier back getting to meet Kim Hunter, the original Stella, and having a chance to talk to her about being Dr. Zira in Planet of the Apes was kind of fun.
Yes. And Zoe Caldwell and Terrence McNally and John Guare. So many greats of the theater have been here.
They really have. And last year highlight also was having an opportunity to meet John Waters. And after our tribute reading last year, he actually invited me to come with him to the Corner Pocket and see some male dancers to top off the evening.
Well, that's a fringe benefit to working on the festival, I have to say. Oh, but so many great writers have come too. You know, Dorothy Allison, Richard Ford, Robert Olin Butler. So many people who've known and admired Tennessee over the years, which has been a great contribution to what we know about the playwright.